Welcome to the Jesse.blog audio edition. I'm Jesse Friedman, and here I read my essays, leadership reflections, travel experiences, frameworks I'm building, and the ideas shaping my next book on the open web. Let's get into today's essay. The hidden drags that undermine team leadership effectiveness. In 2026, the difference between thriving and surviving will come down to efficiency. And I'm not referring to the obligatory mechanical kind powered by automation, which we are all going to have to adopt, but the human kind, the ability to lead a lightweight, focused team that cuts through challenges and adapts to challenges on the fly. Yet most of us are unknowingly sailing with anchors that we don't even know we're dragging that undermine team leadership effectiveness. The obvious disruptions are almost comforting in their clarity. A key team member leaves, priorities get reshuffled from above, a client crisis demands all hands on deck. These feel like sudden dropping of an anchor on a moving ship. Jarring, certainly, but impossible to ignore. You see them coming, you address them head on, you move forward. These burdens may be heavy, but they aren't subtle, and their very visibility makes them less dangerous. It's the light, subtle distractions living in the shadows that will kill your momentum, like plaque slowly forming on artery walls. You won't notice how dangerous these distractions have become until they manifest in a major way. Missed deadlines, burnt out team members, or that creeping sense that despite everyone working harder than ever, you're somehow accomplishing less. The half-knot of team leadership effectiveness. Bruno Gianelli, the fictional character from West Wing, sometimes has difficulty talking to people who don't race sailboats because they lack substantive experience with efficiency. In this clip, which is totally worth listening to, it's only a few minutes long, Bruno describes dragging kelp on a boat's hull, how that tiny bit of drag might only cost you a half knot of speed, half a knot, barely noticeable, but in a race, you can't afford to give up that half knot. The ironic part of the story, and frankly why it's worth watching, is that he learned the hard way that he created more drag trying to remove the kelp than the kelp was causing on its own. This is the job of a leader who runs an efficient team, not to be the one rowing, not to be the one adjusting the sails, but to be the one who notices and then corrects the drag without overreacting. Your role is to empower your team to be the best versions of themselves, to combine their individual strengths into something greater than the sum of its parts. But you can't do that if you're constantly compensating for hidden imbalances and you haven't even identified. An imbalance that takes you off course. Nearly 2,000 years ago, Seneca, Roman Stoic philosopher, statesman, and advisor to the emperors, wrote a series of letters to his friend. These weren't abstract, philosophical treatises, but practical wisdom from one leader to another. In his 28th letter, Seneca wasn't writing about team dynamics, but the metaphor translates cleanly. How can you wander your travels, do you no good, when you carry yourself around with you? You are saddled with the very thing that drove you away. While Seneca was addressing personal emotional baggage, his next observation extends perfectly to team dynamics. Like the cargo in a ship, which does not weigh her down unduly so long as it does not shift, but if it rolls more to one side than the other, it is liable to carry that side on which it settles down into the water. Whatever you do is bad for you. The very movement in itself being harmful to you, since you are in fact shaking up a sick man. A slight imbalance forces constant course correction. Over time, you stop taking advantage of the wind entirely. Worse, if you require constant heading adjustments and something gets in the way of making those adjustments, before long, you're going to find yourself heading straight for treacherous, rocky shores and you won't even notice until it's too late. It's not the weight of the ship that endangers the ship. If it were, it wouldn't get out of port. It's the imbalance. It's not the sudden dropping of anchor. It's the subtle drag. These hard to see, hard to notice, hard to improve challenges to your efficiency are dangerous because they take you off course and slow you down without your knowledge. And before you have time to compensate for it, you're deep into the quarterly goals and far off course. What to look for? Let me share three types of drag and imbalance I've encountered repeatedly, but I'm sure you have your own examples. Please share your experience in the comments below, where we can all share and benefit from group experience. All right. The compulsive caller of all hands. This shipmate means well. They believe in transparency, collaboration, inclusion, but they call all hands on deck for every minor course correction. Too many team meetings aren't just time sinks. They're momentum killers. Shoot for less frequent meetings. My team does a Monday morning stand-up, in and out in 15 minutes. If we don't have a quorum, we switch to async Slack update. Instead of recurring one-on-ones, try text-based check-ins and leave space for video only when needed. However, the solution isn't just fewer meetings, but an emphasis on strategic presence. When I bring a technical expert to a client meeting, I explicitly tell them, focus on your work. If a technical question arises, I'll reframe it and loop you in. They can be present without being constantly attentive, ready to engage when truly needed, but otherwise protected from the drag of unnecessary context switching. The boundary bender. The shipmate can't bear to disappoint. When a self-serve customer asks a question outside your SLA, your support SLA, they answer it anyway. Just this once, because it's easy, because they care. Noble intentions, but possibly a real drag. The reality is that other clients rarely suffer from this overextension. What happens instead is that your support person burns out trying to provide more than your system is built to deliver. The cargo hasn't gotten heavier, but it's shifted. Now your ship lists to one side, and you're constantly correcting course instead of moving forward. The key here is to be open and transparent with your clients, to be so abundantly obvious in what your SLA covers, so it's never a surprise when you turn them towards documentation rather than a bespoke response. Our team has extracted the most important points from our self-serve clients for our self-serve clients to fully understand out of our TOS and into checkboxes that they have to manually check. There are a half dozen of them, outlining their responsibility to the product, our brand, and their use of the product, making it very clear to them. The omniscient observer. This shipmate needs to know everything happening across the entire fleet. Every product update, every strategic decision, every rumbling from other departments. They attend every optional meeting, read every update, subscribe to every newsletter. When someone at a conference asks about an unrelated product, they feel obligated to have an answer. But here's what I've learned. Ignorance by design isn't just helpful for focus, it's a superpower. When someone asks about a product I'm not involved in, I simply say, I'm not close to that one, but I know who is. The key isn't knowing all the things, it's knowing all the people. When you focus on building relationships with stakeholders rather than understanding the nuances of their projects, you become more valuable, not less. You're moments away from any answer you need, but you're not carrying the weight of every product or project on your ship. Plus, you have the added benefit of making connections between the people who are interested in the product or project with the person who is most passionate about it. The captain's dilemma. Here's what makes these subtle distractions so insidious. As captain, you'll find yourself constantly adjusting the helm to compensate for the imbalance. A little to port here, a little to starboard here. You might even get good at it. So good that you don't realize you're doing it anymore. But this perpetual fine-tuning means you can never put the boat on autopilot. You become afraid to take a real break, to fully unplug on weekends, to take that vacation you've been postponing. After all, who else knows exactly how to compensate for that specific list your ship has developed? This is how efficient teams slowly become inefficient, not through dramatic failure, but through the slow accumulation of small compensations. And without time to rest and reflect, you become less aware of the growing drift, perpetuating the cycle until you find yourself in treacherous waters, wondering how you got there. Rebalancing the load. The solution isn't to throw everything overboard in a panic. It's to recognize that control, true control, comes from balanced distribution, not from personally managing every compensation. When cargo appears on your ship, it's usually because someone trusts you to carry it. They've seen your experience, your wisdom, your capability. But being the best person for a job doesn't mean you should do it, especially if it's distracting you from your main mission. You have three options. One, accept and rebalance. If this cargo truly belongs on your ship, find the right place for it. Distribute the weight evenly so you can return to efficient sailing. Two, decline with clarity. Some cargo simply doesn't belong on your vessel. Say no, clearly and kindly, before it unbalances everything else. Three, teach and transfer. This is a multiplier move. That cargo arrived on your ship because someone trusts your expertise, so share it. Teach someone else to carry this load. You'll be lifting all the ships in the port, and that person will be grateful not just for the knowledge, but for the trust and responsibility you've placed in them. The art of efficient leadership. In the end, leading an efficient team isn't about moving faster or working harder. It's about recognizing and eliminating the subtle drag that keeps you from your natural speed. It's about having the wisdom to see not just the obvious anchors, but the hidden kelp, the shifted cargo, the small imbalances that compound over distance. Seneca knew that we cannot escape what we carry with us, but we can choose how we carry it, where we place it, and when to hand it off to others who are ready to grow stronger by bearing their share of the load. The next time you find yourself constantly adjusting the helm, stop and ask, what cargo has shifted? What drag am I compensating for instead of eliminating? Because in the race to build something meaningful in 2026, the winners won't be those who row the hardest. They'll be those who sail the cleanest. Your team is ready to fly across the water. Our job is to cut loose everything slowing them down, even half a knot, especially half a knot. Over the distance you're traveling, that half a knot is the difference. This has been the Jesse.blog audio edition. I'm Jesse Friedman, and thanks for exploring these ideas with me. You can subscribe at jesse.blog and join the monthly book club, where we dive deep into a monthly topic and talk about how it shapes our thinking. If this episode resonated with you, feel free to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss the next essay. And as always, thanks for being here and for thinking deeply with me.